A few years back, the band Big Data rocketed to the top of the alternative charts with this single, Dangerous. Now Big Data is out with their first full studio album. It is called 2.0. Alan Wilkes is the band's founder. He joins us now in our studios here in Washington. Hey, Alan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's listen to a little bit more of this song, and then we'll talk on the other side. Shadows, watching windows, eyes staring at you. I mean, Alan, there is a lot of paranoia in this song.
There's a fair amount, yeah.
Which you welcome, or not welcome, but you acknowledge.
Absolutely.
You guys call yourself a paranoid electronic pop project.
Yep.
This is a theme in all of your music.
Yeah. Well, it really started with the name. I started recording it in the summer of 2012. And that summer, I went to my friend's wedding, who I went to college with. I went to Harvard. I was there when Facebook started. He went to go work for Facebook, and he was one of the sort of architects of the data team at Facebook.
Wow.
This was before big data was like a ubiquitous term everywhere. It was sort of limited to people in the data world. And he just kept talking about his career at his wedding, and I was like, that's a cool name.
Really?
And that's kind of how it started. And once I had the name, then all the conceptual stuff kind of grew from there.
If you don't mind me saying so, I get like a vibe of optimism from you. You don't seem like this dark, shadowy character who's obsessed with dark, shadowy.
It's on the inside, you know? It's all black in the middle. I'm pink on the outside, I guess.
What are you leaning on to write your songs?
Well, the process is always I'll write an instrumental piece first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the course of the album, I would keep a running list of just sort of weird stuff that's been happening in technology. You know, obviously Edward Snowden and just anything I read anywhere about technology in some way, I'd keep a list of those things.
Huh.
And then once I was ready to work on lyrics with a singer, I'd kind of show them what was left on the list and whatever sort of jumped out at them or, you know, whatever would be the inspiration spark for them. The songs would grow out of that. And with each song, we'll try to find a way to disguise the technology theme just enough that you could read the lyrics as a pop song, albeit a weird pop song.
So, can you point me to a song on the album that you think does that really well?
Yeah. The first song on the album is called The Business of Emotion, and it's about the Facebook mood experiments.
Tell us what that was.
Yeah. So basically, for 350,000 of their users, they showed for a week more positive stuff in their newsfeed. You know, congratulations on your new job or your wedding or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then another 350,000 people, they skewed more negatively. And then they monitored what people were then more likely to post in the following week. Nobody knew this experiment was sort of happening, and technically just by, you know, agreeing to the terms of service of Facebook, they're allowed to do that. So it really was like mass scale mood manipulation. It's like kind of messed up if you think about it. So that's what that song is about, but it's probably the most upbeat song on the album. The chorus is, feel good, make you feel good. I'm looking for emotion so I know just what to show you.
I mean, there might be a philosophical bent to that song, but that's just a good dance.
Yeah.
Me. Let's play another one.
Sure.
Play homage to the earliest days of internet connectivity in a way in this track. This is called Big Data.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a little sound of a little dial-up action in here. Let's listen to this.
Oh, yeah. I was a young teen in the AOL and the rise of AOL.
Yeah, I remember those
days. There's a lot of dial-up in my life.
Isn't it weird that those things are now so antiquated?
It's really strange.
But so this is your space. This is kind of the niche that you've carved out for yourself. Yeah. Does that force you to be... I mean, you have to move really quick. Technology's changing all the time.
Yeah.
Like something that we think is super cutting edge at this moment, you're going to have to kind of pluck and
yeah.
use in a retro way, like in 10 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I think musically, I don't have to move quick because it's still good old-fashioned songwriting, pop song structure, and hopefully the melodies and lyrics still hold up regardless of all the sort of smoke and mirrors of it.
Yeah.
Not that it's smoke and mirrors, but...
electronic accoutrement.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but you can still pick up a guitar and play any of these songs, just singing it.
Let me ask you this. You are of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that as a compliment. Someone who's lived
elderly,
some life.
Elderly man.
But if you were in college when all of your peers were starting Facebook
yep.
and in the rise of social media, are you firmly ensconced in that world? Are you active on Twitter? Are you
definitely.
Of that space?
I mean, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the internet.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the internet and social media and everything, there's no way anyone would have heard any of this music. So, you know.
Is it all positive or are you at all conflicted about the role that technology plays in our life today?
Oh, definitely.
In the big picture.
It's if I had to pick, it's positive, but I'm definitely conflicted. And that's sort of the core of the band. I'm not saying technology is bad. I'm just saying, I mean, it obviously makes our lives better in a million ways. I think I'm just trying to remind everybody that there are some bad things happening. And I'm not trying to be heavy-handed or pedantic about it. I'm just trying to, you know, make you think a little bit next terms of service that you click on.
Alan Wilkes, he's the founder of Big Data. He joined us in our studios here in Washington.